It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome in Cody Decker from SiriusXM, Mad Dog Radio, Beetle and Decker. We had Cody on last, I think, in Vegas out at Circa. We were enjoying ourselves out there. Cody, we're having a great time in KC right now. Feeling good about yesterday. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm feeling just as good as you guys are, man.
Well, you were a former member of the Royals organization. Do you like seeing him succeed?
Yes, I do. I was a big fan of that organization. Yeah, it was heartbreaking when they told me after they flew me to Kansas City that I am going to Omaha, and then they traded me roughly 3 hours later. Ugh. But don't think for a second I don't support this organization. I do. Good people, good fan base. It's a great city. How can you not love the Royals and everything they've accomplished this year? I'll freely admit this. Now, everyone can come at me with their pitchforks all they want. I did not see a playoff run this year. I saw a step forward, but man, this was five steps forwards, and I couldn't be more excited for the team right now. I think they're going to go ahead and take this wild card series. And like you said, if they win this game today, like you, they have a hell of a pitching matchup going into the weekend against the Yankees. By the way, that five-day off scenario, I had Eduardo Rodriguez on my show yesterday. He feels the same way I do. The Yankees got a lot of swing and miss, man. This is very much available for the Royals taking if they get it done tonight.
We have played the audio of you from August when you joined us talking about that very thing multiple times, Cody, where you mentioned if you were to face a team in the postseason, maybe who would you like to see? And you mentioned the exact scenario back in August that, hey, the New York Yankees, you give them some time off and they're a little rusty and swing and miss. All that could contribute to, you know, an opportunity for the Royals, and that's maybe the team that they want to see. I know they got to handle business today, but that sets up where it could be a good thing for the Royals.
It really could be. And keep in mind, make no mistake, I do think the Yankees are the best team in the league. But I don't need to tell you guys, it's not about the best team. If this is the best team to win the World Series every year, the Dodgers would have like 10 World Series, and they do not.
What do you make of, like, so typically, and you've watched a lot of baseball over your years, seen a lot of players go through it. Do you think when it comes to the playoffs and, like, that clutch factor or performing in the playoffs, you either just, like, have it or you don't? I mean, Cole Reagans was in his first ever playoff start and dominated. Mikel Garcia has been bad, honestly, for the Royals for the last 60 days, and seemingly like his cousin Alcides Escobar turns it on a little different when the lights are on. Is it just as simple as you have it or you don't, and no amount of time is going to make a difference? Or is there an advantage for these teams who have, like, maybe played in a few of these?
The answer is yes and no to everything you just asked. The real answer, I think, at the end of the day, is that baseball is just weird. I mean, people come and rise to the occasions at the weirdest moments, and also guys get cold at the weirdest moments. As much as I want to say, yeah, now make no mistake, Reagans absolutely dominated that game yesterday, and it was a phenomenal watch to see. But let's be real clear, a lot of teams going into the playoffs, the bats get cold. It's a combination of a lot of things. It's a different environment. It's a different crowd. It's a different exposure. Hell, these are teams right now, specifically the Royals. I mean, I don't think I need to tell you guys, the Royals aren't moving a ton of paper as far as the national media landscape. So this is really a coming out party for every member of this team, except for maybe Salvador Perez, because he's might be the only guy that the most of the country actually knows. Same with Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby Witt Jr. needs to be a star, and this is an opportunity for him to become a legit star. Don't think he's not one of the best in baseball. He absolutely is. But I want people to talk about him the way we started talking about Mike Trout 10 years ago.
Yeah, I think somebody put out that Mike, unfortunately for Mike Trout, that I think Bobby Wood Jr. already has, is it as many playoff wins than Mike Trout had in his career? Yeah. That's just sad to say, right?
Very, very, very sad to say.
Cody Decker joining us here on Cody and Gold. You mentioned Bobby Wood Jr. there as well. What do you make of the decision there? I know Brandon Hyde, the Orioles manager, was asked about it. He said he left it up to Corbin Burnes, but they pitched to Bobby Witt Jr. there instead of walking him to bring up Vinny Pasquantino, who hadn't hit in a month.
You know how this goes, man. I think they made the right decision by going after him. It's not like he hit a three-run home run. He did an RBI single, and it was a 1-0 ball game. I think if you give him the opportunity to make that decision today, he won't make the same mistake twice, and he'll probably pitch around him and make the rest of the team beat him. But it won't matter because you put that man on base, barring the fact that you might be clogging the base if there's somebody else on first base and so there's runners on first and second, Bobby Witt Jr. is just going to take second base. And if that happens, all of a sudden you got chaos on the base path. You had yourselves movement, and I don't think that's something that the Orioles want. Just because Bobby Witt Jr. can absolutely be in scoring position with nobody on base and he is just in the box by himself, you don't want Bobby Witt Jr. on the base paths in a playoff scenario either.
Is this why the Royals do better when they get to the – look, they don't get to the postseason often. Cody, admittedly, I've been in Kansas City my whole life. I get it. But when they get to the postseason, they seem to have a lot more success than other teams. Yesterday with Baltimore, Ryan O'Hearn gets on base with a walk. They got no one to just get on the base paths and actually do something for them. Score from first on a double, steal a base so that a single's away, score on a pass ball. Are there teams that make the mistake of not structuring their playoff rosters around the need for one run matters more in the postseason?
I don't know if it's necessarily a mistake. More so, the Royals just need to build themselves differently. I don't think it's out of the realm of, yeah, obviousness that this is a team that doesn't spend a ton of money. That this last year, kind of a bit of an outlier. But like this offseason, Juan Soto's going to be a free agent. Are the Royals going to be in on him? Absolutely not. They have to build.
I mean, I hope so, but probably not.
I mean, I would love it, and he would look so good in that unit. But let's be real clear. It probably just not. Ain't happening. So they got to build from within, and they have to build different ways. And one of the ways they've already shown the proven model from the previous regime is basically just trying to create yourselves a God-tier bullpen, which they have done a pretty good job of getting a starting staff, making some interesting moves. But even though they spent $100 million this offseason, it's not like every name that they got was like, oh, man, this is the one that's going to do it. It's not about getting the best players. It's about getting the right players. And this Royals front office has done a phenomenal job of getting the right players. And it's not necessarily being that team that wins 9 out of 10 every single 10 games, but winning 6 out of 10 and being consistently winning 6 out of 10, squeaking in a 7 out of 10 type of scenario. This is a very sustainable model for this team in a very tough division because it's a similar model to what the Cleveland Guardians are doing. It's a similar model now that the Detroit Tigers are doing. I think this is going to be one hell of a dogfight in this division for years to come. And I think that the Royals have everything available to them right now to win a World Series. We'll just see how it plays out because, one, they got to win this one against the Orioles, and we can't pretend that the Orioles are a bad team. They are not. They're just playing bad baseball for the last 30 days, and it's a bad time to get cold. Then they're going up against the Yankees. If they can catch the Yankees on a bit of a cold streak, this just might be a team of destiny. I just don't know what we're going to see out of it yet. But, man, as a baseball fan, as a supporter of the Kansas City Royals, I'm all for it, bro.
Somebody that got a lot of people excited yesterday going into the game was Vinny Pasquantino. The fact that a month after breaking his thumb, he was able to be in the lineup. I know he didn't come up with a hit yesterday, but just speak to how amazing that recovery is. And then also the challenges that he's probably facing right now, just from a timing perspective, how hard it is for him to jump right back into the lineup with no rehab assignment or anything and try to contribute to this team.
Dude, I just told you how hard it's going to be for the Yankees to take 5 days off. Imagine 35 days off. But listen, his bat just being a presence in the lineup, we already saw it actually come to fruition yesterday. He didn't need to get the hit. He just needed to be there so they pitched to Bobby Witt Jr. Now yep. The bat's worked out. Hopefully he's gotten himself 4 at-bats under his belt. He can kind of get his timing a little bit there and maybe get on base on his own merits. But so far, just his overall presence has helped them win a baseball game.
I want to ask you one small thing about something he mentioned yesterday from a former professional standpoint. He'd mentioned in his press conference he had to change to a lighter colored bat, and it was like throwing him off watching his swing through the zone. I don't know why. It must be like the composite or makeup of the bat relative to how he holds it in his thumb. Does that make a big difference for baseball players, the color of their bat?
Listen, baseball players are weird, dude. It could be anything. It could be we didn't like how we sat on the toilet yesterday, so we have to change how we sat on the toilet yesterday. Trust me, we're superstitious to a fault. It's stupid. It makes no sense. The color of the bat has no bearing on the hitter life or the swing. But you know what? If he thinks it does, you betcha it does.
Last one for you, Cody. Tigers, you mentioned them. They're playing as good a baseball as anybody. How do you see that playing out? Do you think both AL Central teams get into the next round?
I think they're both going to get to the next round. I currently have both of them ending in the next round, but I would very much like to be wrong. The Detroit Tigers are a very, very exciting little surprise. Who actually saw that coming, especially going into September? I'm always a fan of watching the Minnesota Twins collapse. I'm not even certain why I like watching the Minnesota Twins collapse. It's just a hobby of mine every single September, and why would we stop this year?
Cody Decker from SiriusXM's Mad Dog Radio. You can hear him on Beetle and Decker. Appreciate it, man, and we'll have to see you out in Vegas sometime soon.
Bro, I'm always in Vegas. Come find me. Let's do some stuff. Go Royals. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.